Sources of Spiritual Courage, Part 3. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, Episode 65. And today we're talking about, well, having a third look at sources of spiritual courage that we see in Jesus. This comes about because I was preaching on Luke chapter 4 recently of Jesus in the synagogue at Nazareth, where he grew up, and the way that he was so brave there. And I preached on that. You'll see those sermons online and a video of myself being in the Nazareth synagogue, the reconstructed synagogue there. It was had a powerful impact on me and helped me to have a better understanding and appreciation for the courage of Jesus. And you can look at those online. I'm not going to go over what happens there in Luke chapter 4 in the synagogue here. That's in a previous episode. So go back and look at parts 1 and part 2 if you haven't already done so. But part 3, sources of courage for Jesus that can be perhaps sources for us to be more spiritually brave. And the first thing we looked at from chapter 3 was the approval. He had God's approval at his baptism that lasted throughout his life, and we need that sense of God's approval. It's ours if we believe it is so. The second thing we see in Jesus is that he was willing to have God refine him. He allowed God's refining to take place in his life in the wilderness, and that's another reason why he developed such bravery. But today, a third thing we see here, why was he so brave, Jesus? Why was he so courageous? I would say also because he was devoted to God's word. God's word was something he was devoted to, not just something he knew about, but he was devoted to it. How do we know this? Well, in the wilderness temptations we see in the beginning of Luke chapter 4, how does he reply to the devil's temptings, to the devil's statements even, his misuse of God's word? He says again and again, "It is written," in verse 4, "man shall not live on bread alone." And then again in verse 8, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." And when the devil comes back with, in verse 10, "for it is written," and quotes the scripture, what does Jesus say in verse 12? "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." It is written, it is written, it is said. Over and over again, Jesus comes back with God's word, which is in his heart, I believe, not just in his mind. He's devoted to the word. It reminds us of him being in the temple courts, debating with people when he was only 12 years old. He's devoted to the word, and that gives him an extra measure of courage. God's approval, God's refining, and God's word. What a powerful combination to help any of us to be strong, to be brave, to be courageous. Do you want more bravery in your spiritual life? You need more of God's word, almost certainly. So what we see here is this, and let me quote from some study I did. Jesus's love, his love and knowledge of scripture were such that when temptations came, they were deflected by the word already seated within him. Deflected by the word already seated within him. So what does this mean? It means there's a big difference between reading God's word and being devoted to it. It means there's a big difference between knowing some of God's word and being devoted to it. Even a difference between memorizing God's word and being devoted to it. And so I'd like to ask you this for yourself to think about, wrestle with, and pray over. What would it look like in your life to be devoted to the word of God? It's something I've been thinking about recently, having come back from my trip to Israel, that I know a lot of the word of God, but I feel the need to be more devoted to it. So let's talk more about that. Because he will give us the bravery we need to deal with the challenges in our spiritual life. So we've looked at three so far, three sources of courage for Jesus that gave him the bravery to be what he was and what he had to do and say in the synagogue in Nazareth. God's approval, God's refining, and God's word. Come back next week for the fourth one, which will be a little bit different, and I hope you'll like it. Anyway, I'd like to know what you think, so leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly, please, so that we can learn from each other. I'd love to learn from you, and we learn best when we learn in community. And if you can, pass the link on, then please do. Pass it on to someone who might benefit. Hit the like button and the subscribe button if you haven't already done so. And if you have, thank you very much for doing that. We're up to 200 subscribers now. That's exciting. And I do hope that until between now and the next time, I do hope that you grow in your bravery and pray for me to grow in my spiritual bravery and courage. As we're devoted to God's word, this will help us. Until the next time, take care and God bless.